Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta to Yankee, Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
They should be exiting the spacecraft coming up in the next half hour or so. Once they open up the hatches, the Pierce docking compartment, that will start the clock on today's spacewalk. It is due to last right at 6 hours. The first item that this crew will be taking care of will be to deploy what is called the RadioScoff or Arisat nano satellite. This is a prototype satellite of an educational payload. It's a fairly small box. It weighs about 57 pounds. But this is being developed in partnership with the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, or AMSAT, as well as the NASA Office of Education ISS National Lab Project, as well as the Amateur Radio and ISS Working Group, as well as RSC and NERGIA. But this particular type of satellite can carry up to 4 different student experiments. And the data from these experiments would be downlinked to the ground team during the life of this satellite. This particular prototype, however, has one student experiment on board. This is going to be a pressure sensor that was built at Kursk University in Russia that's going to be used to measure atmospheric pressure as long as the satellite is in orbit. And as we said, that data will be sent down to the ground teams.
I have you loud and clear in the final report.
Houston and in Russia discuss exactly what they want to do with this particular satellite. So we'll stand by. Once we get the information on what the plan is, we'll pass it on to you. But for now, the crew is continuing to work through these procedures.
Mission Control Houston, as you can see from this viewpoint of Sergei Volkov, that is the ARISAT RadioScaf educational satellite that we've been talking about since the beginning of today's activities. The crew is getting ready to attempt another deploy of this. And they are still discussing this second antenna that is in question. They're not exactly sure if it is tucked away down inside the satellite, in which case they could possibly remove it and get it deployed correctly before they toss the satellite off the back end of the station, or it could possibly be actually broken off. In either case, they are going to try to deploy this satellite. As a reminder of what this is, it is an educational prototype of future satellite models that can carry up to four different student experiments on board. This particular one, since it's a prototype, just has one experiment on board, which is an atmospheric pressure experiment that was built by Kursk University there in Russia. So we will stand by to monitor the crew's progress while they get this task taken care of. This should have been the first thing that they did, but whenever the crew and the ground teams noticed that only one antenna was present, they held off. The satellite will be deployed off the back end of the station. There's about a 30-degree cone that it will stay in as it drifts away.
The time that you have to jettison. So now, I'm not saying that you need to get crazy here, but you need to work quickly. Can I jettison it from here? No, we're not going to jettison it from any location other than the one that was predetermined earlier. Okay, understood.
Thank you.
Сергей. Yes. We are not getting video at this time. Therefore, everything that you do, you need to voice down to us so that we are aware of what exactly you're doing. Okay, copy.
We're now 3 hours and 50 minutes into today's spacewalk. The crew is still working with this ARISAT, or RadioScoff educational satellite. It's going to be deployed right there from the pier's docking compartment where the crew currently is. There's a 30-degree cone. They will keep that satellite in as they allow it to float away off the back end of the station. There is still ongoing discussions about the status of the second antenna. The leading theory now is that it has been broken off due to what the crew is seeing and reporting down to the ground teams. There was a thought that maybe it was just sort of coiled up and tucked inside the satellite itself or caught somewhere, but it does indeed look like it is missing or damaged.
I am moving to the central post, to the operator location. Okay, Sergey. Here's your next information. If you do not manage to jettison the item before clip, stop and rest, we will wait. No, don't worry, Misha. We will jettison the big clip. Okay? I just wanted to let you know that you have less than 3 minutes.
The International Space Station is quickly approaching sunset. They want the crew to get the satellite deployed before the sun goes down so that they have adequate lighting to watch it drift away and monitor its progress. So the deploy should take place within the next 2 minutes.
Can you not see it? Okay, hold this here. Okay, I'm holding. Don't let it go. Don't you let it go. Hold on tight. Now let go. I have let go. Please do not...
Official jettison time for this ARISAT RadioScoff is 1:42 p.m. Central Time.
The indicators, the LEDs are blinking. It would be a very good time for me to let go of this item right now. I would be very happy to let go. Now, keep talking to us and tell us when you jettison it. I'm throwing. Yes, it's moving beautifully. Very nice. We copy. Now, the camera that you have, make sure that you...
The crew is continuing to watch the ARISAT RadioScoff as it drifts away from the International Space Station, so our corrected time, based on what the crew just said a second ago, is that the satellite was deployed at 1:43 p.m. Central Time, 2:43 p.m. Eastern Time. So once again, the ARISAT RadioScoff satellite has been deployed by the crew. It is drifting off the back end of the International Space Station. They did get it done before the sunset on the International Space Station, which was important because of lighting conditions. They need to have enough light to watch it drift away, make sure it clears all of the structure on the Russian segment. So once again, a corrected time, 1:43 p.m. Central Time. The ARISAT RadioScoff is now on its way.
Okay, Misha. Yes, sir. So what do we do next?
0.10. Hola, mi nombre es Wendy. Quiero como 4 whisky en cocina. Estoy bien contento de formar parte de este proyecto. Un saludo a todos los radioaficionados del mundo, en especial a los de mi cita Puerto Rico. 7-3, Ciro Papa 4, Whisky, Eco 7.
Hi, this is AeroSat 1 amateur radio satellite RS01S.
Ciao, mi chiamo Giulia e sono italiana. Una cosa importante nella mia vita e credo anche nella vostra è l'amicizia, un tesoro del quale non si può fare a meno. Un amico è una persona con cui parli e ti confidi, ti sfoghi, ti diverti. Un amico ti aiuta e ti sostiene, tu gli dai la tua fiducia e egli ti dà la sua.
La chiave segreta è Vertilia.
M-E-T is 5-6 minutes. I-H-U temp is +3.2°C. Control panel temp is +2.4°C. Battery voltage is 35.66 volts. Battery current is -8 milliamps.
Hi, this is AeroSat 1 amateur radio satellite RS01S.
2011 খ্রিস্টাব্দ প্রথম নবজাই মহাশূন্যে গমনের 50 বছর পূর্তি। আমরা বিভিন্ন বিশ্ববিদ্যালয়ের ছাত্র শুভেচ্ছা জানাই যারা আমাদের শুনছেন। আপনারা শুনছেন রেডিও স্পুটনিক রেডিও কাস্টু থেকে। স্পুটনিককে নিক্ষেপ করা হয়েছে আন্তর্জাতিক নবযান থেকে। মর্ত অবস্থিত সকলের সুখ শান্তি এবং সভ্যতার নবজাগরণ কামনা করছি। ধন্যবাদ।
ফার্স্ট ওয়ার্ড বেঙ্গলি।
Thank you.
Hi, this is Arisat 1 amateur radio satellite RS-01S.
Greetings, students of the world. This is a message from your friends at Cypress Fairbanks Hamilton Middle School in Houston, Texas, USA. We all share a mutual excitement of the future of space travel. The USA's special word is spirit.
MET is 5-8 minutes. IHU temp is plus 3-2 degrees C. Control panel temp is plus 2-5 degrees C. Battery voltage is 3.5.82 volts. Battery current is.
This is Arisat 1 amateur radio satellite RS-01S.
Thank you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.